ability so often fails when it comes to small, satisfying details.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to epic. Petros and Money, AM 570 LA Sports. Mid-hour start following Dodger Talk at 866-987-570. They get the split. They get the split in St. Louis.
2-2.
2-2. The Chuck Woolery. 2-2.
Gold line.
There you go. Gold line. And they will play the San Diego Padres tomorrow at Dodger Stadium. We have tickets to give away to that one, by the way, at 866-987-2570 for the end of the show, which is going to be right around 5 o'clock.
Turn it up, Ronnie. Let's rock out. Yeah!
Come on now.
Well, be miserable, Dodger fans. There's 21 left, and the Dodgers are struggling.
The season is too long for the other teams.
Is it, Dave?
2.5 back.
Now, David Vesey is here. I asked him to come in for two reasons. Number one,
double up.
I was just on a conference call with the Boise State Broncos.
Ooh.
And their offensive coordinator, Tim Plow, long time UC Davis coach and coordinator, said, you know what today is, Petros? It's Tap That Thursday here at Boise State.
Yeah.
Tap That.
Tap That. On Thursday. And they still sing it at Davis. And now, because Tim Plow is the head coach at the Boise State Broncos, guys like Khalil Shakir and Hank Bachmeier and George Halani of the great Chink John Bosco are singing the David Vesey-inspired Tap That Thursday in 2021 in college football. Tap That Thursday still lives in the stretch line all over the United States of America. What a legacy, David.
Congratulations, Dave.
Way to go.
I'm all in with that Coach Plow. I'll tell you that
he
right now.
It. He goes, you know what today is? And I was like, I don't know. Who is this guy? He's like, it's Tap That Thursday here at Boise. Let's go Broncos. I was like, oh, come on.
I'm going to get that Boise State shirt right now. I'm all in with the Cowboys.
I went to home
Broncos,
field.
Cowboys, what are they?
Broncos.
Okay, yeah. Broncos, yeah.
It's a proud program, Dave. And you should respect it. Okay, that's
blue turf.
Congratulations, though.
That's number one.
Tap That Thursday is at least like 12 years old, 13 years old.
Yet you never embraced it. You never embraced it.
What are you talking about?
We
you do Crunchy Groove Thursday.
Well, yeah, it was 13 years ago. You're not here anymore.
Yeah, but the Crunchy Groove, I mean,
right?
That's like 20 years old.
You tell me what's more. Look, Tap That can get us in trouble in 2021. Okay, weed is now legal.
You could tap a keg. You could tap a keg.
What
it doesn't
they,
have to
is
be.
Is that what
you were talking about, Dave? Is that what you were talking about?
It has multiple meetings.
What are they saying? Some student in Idaho was walking by their stretch lines in Boise and became really offended.
Exactly, right.
It's a metaphor for life.
So it was that Tap That Thursday. And also, Dave, you know, you can't just do your show on an early day and think you're going to scurry out of the building like a little bitch and avoid the Panic Brothers. Because the
I'm
game,
not panicked about that.
And the season are too Matt was panicked about Bueller getting his boobs ripped off in San Francisco.
How you gonna throw that guy in a one-game playoff? How you gonna throw that guy?
I got Mad Max.
And now the Bats.
See, you're changing your tune.
Yeah.
Mad Max in a wild card.
Yeah, that's right.
The Bats are cansado.
Yeah,
muy cansado. Muy. So, what do you have to say for yourself?
Well, number one, I'm going to go to Salsa and Beers for Thursday Night Football and maybe wake up those bats.
Is that right?
Number two.
Give me your ballot and pour some salsa on it.
Maybe Pineapple Hill after, you know, celebrate Tap That Thursday, rightfully so.
Pineapple Hill?
Oh, yeah. Pineapple Hill and Saloon in Van Nuys.
You know what the pineapple's a symbol of, right?
No.
Swingers.
Swingers.
Oh.
Have you noticed?
Do they have any flamingos there in the yard? Like,
have you noticed couples with wandering eyes?
I have not. I have not. None of them have propositioned for me.
Keep an eye out today.
Well, good luck with that, Dave.
It's a Vikings bar, by the way. Don't go there on a Sunday. It's a Vikings
unless
bar.
You're from,
unless you're into the Vikings.
Who is, though?
Skol.
People that are into the Vikings, yeah.
Anyway.
Skol!
Anyway,
you have nothing to say for yourself?
Well, the Dodger offense is only hitting 200 in the last 20 games. It's not just Cody Bellinger. I know everybody.
20 games?
Yeah, 20 games.
Sweet Jesus.
Yeah. Only hitting 200. They're averaging 3 runs per game. Justin Turner is only hitting 200. Chris Taylor is hitting under 200. Max Muncy showing some signs of life in the last 24 hours. Cody Bellinger, 0 for 23 in September.
What in God's name, Dave?
He's 0 for September.
0 for September.
One of my favorite things in baseball. Yeah. Is when someone says you're 0 for the month.
Yeah.
Hey, that guy's 0 for August.
Oh, I remember when Pujols was 0 for April.
Right.
He's when he started April. With the Angels and everybody was like, what the hell are you paying this guy for? He's 0 for April.
Two hottest hitters, Seager and Smith, both did not start today.
Damn.
Well, that makes sense.
Now, Dave.
When the offense is in a slumber, make sure there's no chance it can wake up.
Yeah.
You tried to escape. Mm-hmm. And you left a caller on hold. You That's didn't right. clear your plate.
Oh, exactly I did right. not.
You know, it's called,
we had a full board.
Yeah, you didn't yeah, you clear did. Your plate, Dave. You left some of the gristle left on your plate.
Okay.
And it is time to...
You can't have any pudding if you don't eat your meat.
You know, Matt's sitting here looking at the caller board. He said, Dave didn't take this last call on Dodger Talk. I said, the hell he didn't. Let's get him get down him the hall here. And he can take this call.
All right. You're on Dodger Talk with Petros and Money Caller. Is it Isabel from Buena Park?
Yeah. Oh. I'm sorry, David. I'm sorry. This wasn't my idea. Tim, the one who told me to hold on.
No. This has worked out perfect because I know you miss Petros and Money. They don't take phone calls, so here you go.
You didn't take her call on Dodger Talk.
Yeah. We ran out of time. You guys
communicate with Izzy through Instagram or Twitter all the time.
Or she just calls me.
Or she just calls you.
Well, she has a chance to talk to you guys today.
And you, Dave.
Yep.
You're the host of Dodger Talk. That's you're the man with all the answers.
Tell us, Izzy, what's your gripe today? What's really grinding your gears, girl?
Who do you want to kick out of L.A.?
Really nobody. I just, I'm so frustrated with this team right now. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to think anymore. You know, really want them to win the division. Oh, I hate the San Francisco Giants. You don't know how much I hate them, David. You don't
Petros
know
and Money or the Dodgers?
You don't know how much she hates the Giants, Dave.
Oh, you hate the Giants.
No, the Giants.
I thought Petros and Money.
I love them.
Just
but anyway, I'm just so frustrated with this team. I don't know what to think anymore.
Well, what
I'm
would
just,
you do, Izzy? If you were the manager, what would you do to shake them out of their slumber? What are you doing?
I don't know what to do. I don't blame Dave Roberts for this. I blame the team for this. It's the team game. It's the team who they themselves in this situation. They aren't hitting. I don't even blame the hitting coach. I blame the whole team.
What do you say about that, Dave? What about the hitting coach?
I'm very concerned about Matt over here. He is wasting away.
Yeah.
He weighs about 110 pounds.
Hey,
he's not eating.
This is called misdirection. He likes the hitting coach, so he doesn't want to take on the idea that perhaps Mark McGwire not being in that Dodger dugout is leading to those bats being wet.
I like one of the three hitting coaches, actually. The one from high school doesn't talk to me, and I'm not sure what he knows, but I like Brant Brown.
Aren't we all from high school?
Yeah, but you didn't hit 100, and now you're a hitting coach in the major leagues.
But you guys, listen, the bottom line is it's the players. You know, the bottom line, they just got to play better. And then another thing, the stupid defense. They did have good defense.
There's no D in Dodgers.
Oh, look at that. Just call them the Dodgers or the Hours.
Thank you. I agree to that, David.
Yes.
I'm just so frustrated. I don't know what to think anymore, David. What should I think?
I said this on the Extra Innings podcast a couple of weeks ago, and Andre Ethier did not like it. This is what you're supposed to think, Izzy. The Dodgers will be the wild card team.
Oh!
They will win it and then beat the Giants and the NLDS.
And then,
it's a coin flip between the Dodgers and Brewers, a rematch of the 2018 NLCS. So that's what you should look forward to. Excitement. Don't you want a wild card excitement?
I don't think Don Martin can take the one game and you're out of the playoffs and you're not going to get your playoff revenue. I don't think he. I don't think Don could handle it. If it came down to a one game playoff.
I need a Lexapro, a half Xanax, a half Vicodin, and I'm going to wash it down with some whiskey.
I mean, we're going to have to get a Don Martin lipstick cam to watch all nine innings of him. If it's a one-game playoff, and that's the difference between him getting the revenue right. for like multiple.
God damn it, there's millions of dollars on the line. Will someone shut up?
And I will need to get his permission to share his text to me during that game.
Just give it to us.
Just screenshot it.
He doesn't care.
All right.
We will.
He doesn't care. Just we'll be
on top of that. Is anybody going to hit on this team?
We'll be on top of that. Okay. Yes, Izzy. Go ahead, dear.
Well, you know what, guy? They can take the one. This is going to beat the Giants in one playoff.
I can't believe I didn't take your call. Exactly. I'm sorry I didn't take your call, Izzy.
Exactly, Izzy. You're
this
right
might be
on
Izzy's
it.
Best call of her career.
Yeah, Vic.
Hey, David, I understand. Don't worry about it. I'll just try you.
Thank you, Izzy.
Don't worry about
I'll get you on this weekend.
We put you on, Izzy.
Okay, well, dip it.
Well, they were rushing me off the air, Izzy. I would have taken your call.
That's a bold-faced lie. Hey, Izzy.
Yeah, that's good.
Isabel. Yeah. Do you want to say anything to Vic the Brick? He's on as well. Do you want to say hi to Vic?
I'm feeling you, and I feel your pain. All Dodger Nation feels your pain.
Yeah, I know. I have the problem with the super schedule. You should always play the Giants the last game of the season.
Oh, stupid schedule, stupid Giants. Yeah.
Now we got the Brewers for three.
What the hell kind of sense does that make?
Zero.
I know.
By the way, speaking of text messages, I got a freak out text from Vic yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Vic hasn't texted me in months.
Panic Brothers, Vic?
Very, very much so. These Rockies rolling over for the Giants.
Oh.
Yeah. Little conspiracy theory.
Why can't they step up and play some hardball? I don't get it. Listen, I know the hated ones are rolling.
It's a real round table.
But you're protecting a one-run lead at home. You've already blown two games for the hated ones. Show up.
Izzy.
Just show up and compete. That's all we ask. Compete.
Izzy, did you hear Dave Roberts on the pregame today say that the Dodgers needed to score more points? What the hell was that? Points?
What does that mean?
Yeah, I heard. I don't know what the heck he was talking about.
Have you ever heard, Izzy, have you ever heard anybody in baseball say we need to put the ball forward? We need to hit the ball forward. Have you ever heard that?
No, that way I even heard you saying that today too. No, I've heard you the whole day, David. You know I don't even miss a program.
Hey, Izzy, have you ever heard someone say that they're going to throw a speed ball right by you?
Oh yeah.
No, exactly.
I don't know.
Points? Who the hell says points, Dave?
There's a lot of new nomenclature going on in baseball these days.
I guess.
Money likes to evoke some of that, too.
Sure.
Run preventer. You love that run preventer.
Run preventers.
I thought it was just defense.
Oh, God, I'm still reeling from Tim Cates calling this the one she bet.
David, I got to go to the Dodger game with you one of these years, and I got to have a talk with Dave Robert with this points crap. You better tell him
because it is crap.
You go, Izzy.
We got a pair of tickets every hour today to give away to the Dodgers Padres game on Sunday.
Well,
and we're going to give some to Danny Duffy. I think we got to get him out of the game. See what this guy does.
Let's go.
He runs the steps at Dodger Stadium. He does a great job of doing that.
But he was supposed to be out there by now.
No. September 16th is when he's eligible.
Ah. Okay, so it's a hard day.
Don't be taking shots at Danny Duffy.
Just asking. The guy's been here for a while.
Yeah, well, they said September. Stairs. They said September.
But it's a hard day. He can't come back before the
16th. Right. That's right.
Unbelievable.
All right, from now on, whenever there's an early Dodger game for the rest of our lives, we're going to do a launching pad with Vic, Matt, Izzy, and you.
Let's do it.
What do you say, Vic?
Let's do it. Let's do it, Izzy.
I don't mind.
Let's do it.
You sure, Izzy?
Yeah, I can't commit.
You're okay with it?
I can't commit.
I'm fine.
All right.
I'm fine with it.
That's right.
I'm fine.
Izzy, we can't pay you.
Oh, I don't mind. I don't want to get paid. It's okay.
Give her the tickets.
I don't mind.
Give her the tickets.
You want to go to the game on Saturday night,
Izzy? Petros and Money will hook you up.
Sunday.
Can you go to the game on Sunday? Can you go to the game?
I can't get anybody to take me.
Oh, okay. I'll be out of town or I would.
Mm.
I got a football game in D.C.
I got the challenge.
My group won't want to go out anyway, guys. Doesn't matter.
All right.
Izzy
will inspire the Dodger bats this weekend.
That's right. Tell
us.
This is your finest performance I've ever heard you. I know you've called thousands of times, but this has been your finest performance, and I'm very impressed.
Oh, thank you, Dave. Thank you, but God, I can't even think. I'm so upset, Vic. I'm sorry.
All right. But you know, Izzy, you did call last time we talked on the phone. You called me and you were like, "I'm sick of Matt talking bad about Dave Roberts. Who's he think he is talking that bad?" But now Dave Roberts is on the pregame saying that we got to score more points and hit it forward.
And now you're talking sounds like about a wanker. Dave Roberts, huh?
Hey, we just a little bit of a mess. Hey, I still love Dave Roberts. He still was. He's still a good coach. Hey, who won the MVP? I mean, imagine. May I remind you that he won the World Series. The whole team won the World Series last year. I'm so sick and tired of people just bagging on Dave. I love Dave Roberts. Wow. He's the best, you know. As much as I love Tommy, I love Dave Roberts too.
Right. Listen, Victor. I think Vic the Brick is going full Louis Armstrong, and he keeps wiping his lips with the handkerchief. Vic, is that what's going on, or is your beard tangled in your mic again? Do you hear that?
My follicles are going crazy with this lack of offense.
Right.
But I believe.
Me too.
Right. It's just again. If you're 0 for September, why is Bellinger playing? Listen, we love Bellinger. Everyone's loved Bellinger. He's Belly is the beast, the whole thing. Why is he playing?
They have nobody else, Vic.
Watch it.
They have nobody else. Y'all. You heard what Izzy said. She said on the launching pad sound. They have nobody else, Vic.
Well, bring up Luxie. I mean, Luxie's, you know, tearing it up in OKC.
What about Luxie, Izzy?
I don't know why they don't bring up Beatty. That's another question they've asked.
Beatty can hit. Exactly. Beatty hits.
Look at this. Vic and Izzy got it.
This is
quality at bats with Beatty. Yeah.
I just got a text that says, Jesus Christ.
I don't know.
This is the best segment. This is a launching pad, bitch.
You hear it?
Launch us.
I feel like this segment is really moving the ball forward.
Right?
Yeah. You're scoring a lot of points.
We're scoring points.
We're going to put points up in the ninth inning.
We're going to tap that
launching pad.
Yeah.
Anything else, Izzy?
Are we good?
Yeah, we're good. Hey, right. I'll call you tonight. Hey, mate.
I'll talk to you.
Careful when you get off air. I'll call you when we get off air. We got to talk more.
We'll talk.
You got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Izzy. Okay.
We're going to chop it up.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right.
Chop it up.
How about that?
Cash me outside on that one, Dave.
How about that launching pad? Huh?
You can go down.
Vic, you were part of the launching pad.
Thank you,
Dave. Listen, I think we're all getting launched into this zone.
Why aren't you leaving, Dave? You got a book to sell? Got a COVID curveball to sell or something?
No. I want to hear what Vic had to say after that call.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Vic. Give
up. You know, if I see McKinney and Sosa in the same lineup, I'm going to explode.
Sosa.
This is ridiculous already. We're not a triple-A team. We're the Los Angeles Dodgers, world champions.
Says right there on their front of their jersey.
You know, McKinney, Sosa, you know, playing the outfield. You're not going to win that game. You know, I'm not going to sacrifice 7, 6, 7, and 8 in my lineup. You know, the Cardinals are good, man. The Cardinals, they're at home. You know, they want that split. They're looking for a wild card too, man.
They are. You're right, Vic.
You know, can't roll over with Sosa McKinney.
They're hungry.
This is not a 70s folk festival with Sosa McKinney.
This Sosa you keep saying, I don't think his name is what you think it
What's
is.
What's his name? Sosa?
Sosa.
Like the composer?
Exactly
John Philip
right.
Sosa?
Exactly right.
Sosa orchestra.
Like the Wells Fargo wagon is coming down the tracks. Yeah, like that's Sosa.
Listen, man, this lineup today, you knew the offense was doomed. You can't mix and match from hell. You got to mix and match, you know, with a purpose.
Will Smith.
To score runs. Will Smith must play every game.
Where is he? What's he doing? Where's Corey Seager? Where are those guys?
I know. Why rest Seager?
There's a lot of season left, Vic. A lot of season left. They need their rest.
21 games?
They can rest in the winter. We have to.
I'm with you. I agree.
They can rest in the winter, DV.
Yes, I'm with you. And Seager hasn't played the whole year.
He got plenty of rest.
Wow, we have really got a lot of text about
that. We have work to do.
I mean, launching pad, dude, when you do something bold, listen to that sound effect. When you do something bold to start a show in a time slot that is not normally reserved for you, the people are going to respond.
Well, let me just go down the line here.
Please, let's
like
go.
Like Jerry Rafferty.
The secret text us a line.
Sold out to Chevy.
It says, truly, what was that? Question mark. Mind equals blown.
Exactly right.
Marconi Award segment.
No doubt.
Is that a launching pad, or is this segment getting flushed down the toilet bowl?
Oh.
Whoa.
Wow. Yeah, I can see how you might mistake that sound.
Launching pad sounds like an airplane toilet flushing. That's not true. That's a launching pad. This segment was better than any fusion segment ever was. Agreed. Fire Vasse. Give his job to Izzy. You two idiots single-handedly set sports talk radio back 30 years today. Then this one says, this segment is a Marconi. A bitch! Hell of a round table. A bitch! This one says, wow, what a segment. This one says, Izzy, Vasse, and VTB, the new loose cannons. This says, best segment ever, Vic wiping his follicles with a handkerchief. And this one said, I'm going to drive off the road if she keeps talking.
Because they're so entertained and distracted by her great analysis.
And this one's my favorite. I'll take Izzy to the game. Does she smoke weed?
We're on the razor's edge, y'all. We're on the razor's edge.
Right over there, there's some people smoking weed.
We are on the razor's edge for sure. But it is Panic Brothers time, guys. Panic on the streets of Los Angeles. Durbin, Dundee, Echo Park. The Panic Brothers are alive. This is terrible.
What's next? Know your squad?
There's going to be a playoff.
Guess the lineup.
Just like you told very soberingly had to tell Isabel. There's going to be a playoff. And it's going to come down to one game. And Don Martin's going to have a freaking coronary.
And Sunday will be a preview of that wild card game, Snell-Zillo versus Scherzer. That's right, Blake Snell versus Scherzer on Sunday.
That does not bode well
for the
Dodgers.
That's a preview for the wild card game.
Does not bode well for the Dodgers.
That will be the matchup, mark my words.
Julio will restore order tomorrow.
Do you think in the wild card, Seager and Will Smith will be in the lineup?
Absolutely not. McKinney and Sosa.
Do you feel panicked, Dave? Do you feel like this has become a terrible situation for the Dodgers?
It's been an uphill climb for them all year long, even though they're going to win 100 games. I just feel like they'll go the long way, the long route, like the Marlins and the Angels did.
Take the long
way
home.
Win the World Series as a wild card.
What about the Giants and the Padres having to still play 10 times? That would lead me to believe that either the Giants aren't going to win the division or the Padres aren't going to be the wild card because of those 10 games in the final 20 and the schedule that the Reds have. It seems like one of those two things is going to give.
The Padres aren't playing that great. They've gotten fortunate recently, but they're not really playing that well.
That's what I mean. So that would lead me to think that the Reds will end up getting the wild card.
Possibly. They could back into it, but the Reds are not playing well either. They just lost a series to your Cubs.
They are not. They're playing terrible.
Yeah.
Those same Cubs the Giants will now face for 3 games.
That's right.
Will they roll over too? Probably. They're a terrible team.
Let's go Cubbies.
Now it makes no sense. We start over. When you listen to us, what we say here
matters. This text says, even with everything Izzy said, the best quote was VTB saying, you can't mix and match from hell. Everyone knows if your lineup is from hell, you have to just roll with it.
Listen. We're going to get off this weekend. We're going to get off against the Padres. We're going to sweep.
We're going to get off?
We're going to sweep, yes. The offense is going to wake up. They're going to come home to the ravine, and they're going to wake up. Because, obviously, this stagnation cannot last. You know, Cody can't continue to go over September. This will change.
It's uppercut every time.
Yeah, it's pop-up
city. He's
got
to adjust. I don't get it. Listen, it's got to change. You know, baseball's weird, man. I think
it would have changed a while ago. When I saw that batting average at 178, I never thought I'd see 161. But alas, here we are.
It's nutty.
He's got to move the ball forward, Vic.
They got to score more points. More doubles.
Not swing at pitches that bounce 2 feet in front of the plate. That's what happened today.
That uppercut's got to go, too. There's so much. That swing is so shallow.
He's got to go see Reggie Smith or Mark McGuire.
There you go. There you go. There's got to be a change. You know, get empty. Meditate. Change it up. Something. Ooh. The sensei, Dave Roberts, must change it up. Get everyone empty. Meditate. Break out of this funk.
They need some sage. Get some sage in that clubhouse.
Burn it, Bailey. Like Phil Jackson, man. Burn that sage.
That's what I do.
Good call, Dave.
Yeah. Good call.
Last
great call.
To wrap up the impromptu launching pad.
Sold out to Chevy.
I hope the Marconi people are tuning in right now. Because this lazy Susan of sports talk going on is absolutely blowing my mind. Izzy, Vic, two guys that don't talk sports. A skinny fat guy with hair transplants. Tim Cates playing instigator. Un-effing real. Listen, kids. You don't get to be in this position like Matt and I are by just walking in here every day and cracking a mic and crapping all over the place, all right?
It's like a warm-up to the challenge.
What's that? Sunday night?
Yeah.
You got to prep.
What do you guys do? You just fart around? You got a pig?
Fart around.
Show a highlight?
What do I do on the challenge? If Fred tells me to go long, I go long. If Fred tells me to go short, I go short, and then he collects his ratings, and we move.
You're not going to believe the numbers.
Yeah. Why? Because we got off the air within 5 minutes, so you could get the whole TV rating from the Sunday? You won't believe. Why? Because you made me stretch and do a 20-minute A-block, so you could garner the ratings again?
Cross your legs, show off those shoes.
Jared Kimene, the producer of the challenge, called me again, like the preliminary call like we do every year. He's like, so you're ready to go? I was like, yeah, like when Fred says we got to go really long, I go really long. And then when Fred says we got to go really short, all I do is show off my shoes. Yeah, you got it. I was like, all right, ready, break.
Wait, did you see the
what a show.
Have you seen the numbers?
Meet you at Michelli's after Sunday.
I'll go there. Are they
all
open?
Right. See you there.
I don't want to watch a guy try to sing a show tune in a mask, though. I think it's already depressing. I mean, I don't want to die in there.
Dodger fans feeling you. Don't. Do not freak out. Do not freak out.
Don't freak out like you are, Vic. Is that because you're freaking out? I mean,
I'm gathering myself. I'm gathering myself for the Padres.
Regroup, Vic.
Vic, who do you like this weekend? Skins or Bolts?
Oh, Bolts in the nation's capital.
Oh, okay. Right. I'm loading up on the Skins.
Who do you like
Washington
today?
Football team.
Trojans or Ferd?
Oh, that's right.
Exactly.
I apologize.
USC or the farm, Vic?
Don't forget that money. They're not the Redskins anymore.
The last thing I need is for you playing that.
Washington Football Club, man.
USC or the farm, Vic? They used to be the Indians. Stanford.
Stanford. If you lose to Kansas Very State by 30, I think you got a lot of problems.
Hmm.
All right.
Well.
When you listen to us, what we say here
matters. Kansas State's not that bad, Vic.
Good stuff, guys.
Great stuff, Dave.
DV, Viva DV.
Mm. Coastalism. Mm. That's
Have
what you're
swinging
exercising.
At the Pineapple House.
Freaking coastalism.
Washington Football Club.
Team.
Sunday.
Team. Club's a European.
Okay. Very confusing.
Washington Football Organization.
Exactly.
Sheesh.
Washington Football Dudes.
Just call him the Gibbs.
WFO.
Joe Gibbs. Just call him Joe Gibbs.
He coached at USC. We'll be back with more PMS on AM570 LA Sports. F you, Dave. You and me endlessly moving on a Sunday afternoon.